All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Joe Imbriano, and it's Friday, December 7th, 2018, and this is drive time, ladies and gentlemen. I'm hoping the notifications are working because this one's a doozy, folks, and you heard me. All right, I'm going to give it a moment until we have a good transmission. Can I see confirmation of a good signal and audio? I see some comments here. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good evening. Okay. This is Joe Imbriano, the Fullerton Informer, ladies and gentlemen. And come to you live from the streets of Orange County, California. And we're going to touch on something extremely important tonight. I want you to get all your friends to watch this broadcast right now. I mean this. I want all of you to email and Facebook out this live broadcast link right now. Because I'm going to hit on something here that you're not going to hear anybody else talk about. You know, I don't know why that is when I run into these things, but we got to talk, folks. Get the word out, put the links out, put it on your social media right now, Twitter bomb this thing, whatever you can do to get the audience to watch this video. Because we're going to start discussing something that is really, really frightening. Now, I've talked extensively about the CO2 scam and, you know, this whole climate change scam and how it's a license to basically kill and to steal from us and to re-socially engineer the way we live in our society. All right, get this out, folks. I need you to get this out. Get this out now. Get this broadcast link out to everybody. This one's got me really concerned, I mean, because of just how nefarious this thing is. But we're hearing how they now plan, there is a project out of Harvard University, and it's basically going to involve floating a balloon up to about 60,000 feet or so, right into the ozone layer. And they're gonna release some particles up there to block the sun. That's right. They wanna release some particles to block the sun to test out the effects it would have on cooling the Earth. That's not what they're up to, folks. That is not what this is all about. I repeat, this is not about global dimming at all. And this is really not about blocking sunlight at all, ladies and gentlemen. This is the cover for what they're up to. I want you to get the word out right now. Share this with everybody, folks. I don't know if all the notifications are going out, but this is an important broadcast. And we need people to understand, because after I'm done talking, you got to do some homework. Okay. All right. What is being done is they're telling us that we need to cut our carbon emissions because these carbon emissions are affecting the global, and I don't use that word purposely. I'm quoting them because we don't live on a globe. We live in a closed system, and that's what's so scary about what they're doing. They want to engage in something called solar radiation management by releasing these particles up at 60,000 feet in the ozone layer. And ostensibly that's designed to block the sun. Now what they plan on doing, and they admit they're going to do this in the spring of next year, is they're going to spray out about a kilometer length portion. And I believe it's about 100 feet wide, up at about 60,000 feet, of powdered calcite. Calcite is a mineral compound. It's relatively common here on the ground. Calcite, ladies and gentlemen. And they're also discussing releasing sulfur compounds up there. Let me tell you why this is so important, folks. This has absolutely nothing to do with cooling the world temperature. This has absolutely nothing to do with affecting the climate. When you go up to 60,000 feet, I want you to understand where you are, folks. You're in the ozone layer. That's the O3 gas layer around us, above us. It filters ultraviolet light. At 60,000 feet, if you put calcite into the upper atmosphere, temperature's around 60 or 70 below zero up there, very cold. The air is extremely thin. I think the pounds per square inch at that altitude is maybe 1. Instead of down at the ocean, it's like 13. So the air is like almost non-existent. There's no pressure. Super cold. A lot of ultraviolet light at that level. It's up in the ozone layer. And they want to spray a compound up there called calcite. This is really important, folks. They want to release calcite dust in the ozone layer. And what happens is they want to mix it with some sulfur compounds. Now, if you take calcite, and by the way, I'm a chemistry major. I understand chemistry, folks. I have a bachelor's degree in chemistry. I don't have a PhD because I didn't stay in long enough to enter into one of their weaponry programs. But I stayed there long enough to understand exactly what the stuff says, what it does, and what they're up to. I also have a biology degree. I have a bachelor's degree in biological science, so I understand what they're up to, folks. I didn't stay in long enough to become a weaponized, pill-pushing, allopathic poisoner. But I stayed in long enough to know what they're up to. When you take calcite powder and mix it with some impurities up at 60,000 feet in the ozone layer in the presence of ultraviolet light, you get a phenomenon called fluorescence, where the calcite with a little bit of sulfur will start glowing. That's right, folks. Glowing blue and red and different colors. They're gonna set up a system in the upper atmosphere whereby they are going to create a phenomenon at this altitude called fluorescence, which is basically these powders, this sulfur and this calcite mixed together in the presence of ultraviolet light, in the presence of ozone, and it's going to start glowing. The crystals of calcite, as they mix with the sulfur compounds, they'll start glowing different colors. Why is this significant, ladies and gentlemen? Well, I want to take you back to 1983 when there was a rock group, a British rock group called The Fix. And one of their hit songs was Red Skies at Night. We'll be dead by morning. Everybody was looking, there was nowhere to run. I want to talk to you about predictive programming and at the same time these insane liars that are trying to play God and cull us with their con jobs. They want to spray calcite and sulfur compounds at 60,000 feet in the atmosphere, in the ozone layer, up there where the ultraviolet light levels are off the charts. And what this will cause is a type of fluorescence, a type of glowing of these minerals. And what is significant about this is when you start doing this, you start affecting humidity and temperature up there to where, depending upon the concentration of these minerals, you can get a control over humidity and temperature at that level. And I want to talk to you about why they're doing this. This is important. I hope everybody's tuned in right now, because it is preparing the stratosphere and the upper atmosphere for the injection of what are called bioaerosols, ladies and gentlemen, because their plan has nothing to do with cooling the Earth. It has everything to do with priming a layer of the atmosphere to get loaded up with compounds called bioaerosols. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Listen up. This is not about global dimming, and all these people are going to tell you, oh, it's the end of this or that because they're going to block the sun. They can't block the sun. Mount Pinatubo couldn't block the sun if it was on steroids, ladies and gentlemen. But they got something far worse up their sleeve. because I know that the chemical concoction that they're putting together and the altitude that they have chosen with the specific gas properties of that altitude and the temperature and the pressure is conducive to a light show the likes of which only could have been dreamt about by a British rock band on acid back in the 80s. And hence, red skies at night. The skies will be glowing. Well, I'll tell you why, because it's getting that level of the atmosphere ready to have a ton of bioaerosols dumped in it. They're going to rain down on us like a bad parade with chemical and biological agents that they will have the antidotes for, but the masses will not. There, I said it, folks. I want you to take that and stick it in your Friday night pipes and smoke it and roll it up and do whatever you want with it and study what I just said. What they're up to has nothing to do with cooling the earth, folks. The earth goes through cyclical climactic periods of variance due to the electromagnetic emissions of the sun. Not anything to do with carbon emissions. The plants suck up the carbon faster than anything, ladies and gentlemen. We're being lied to about all this. I told you climate change and CO2 as being a poison is a license to kill, rape, steal, and destroy and poison. Well, that's exactly what they're up to, folks. Once again, I want you to look at the British rock group from the early 80s, The Fix, F-I-X-X, and study the cover art of their albums. And I want you to understand how the predictive programming is all lining up right now with what they're about to do. Now, what they're doing in the spring of 2019 over the southwestern portion of the United States is a very limited scope trial run of this technological deployment and chemical concoction at that altitude. It's only a kilometer long and I think 100 feet wide. It's a very small slath of airspace and it's very high up. And it's not going to really have any impact on anything down here below. Except it's going to lend tremendous insight into the feasibility of the manipulation of that level of the atmosphere to where it will be conducive for the release and distribution and delivery of bioaerosols for all of us down below. That's right, folks. Now you tell me what Saved by Zero was all about with The Fix as we get to absolute zero temperature at that level of the atmosphere. If you look at the charts, folks, at about 12 or 13 miles up, there are no temperature readings for what it should be up there. Those are conveniently omitted. So in the predictive programming of the British rock group, The Fix is all laid out. Just like the group Supertramp laid out 9/11 as the crime of the century was committed during Breakfast in America. I've talked about this. I've talked about this, folks. You see, the satanic cult that runs the media and transcends generations has really been hard at work as being articulate and illustrative as humanly possible with the satanic spiritual influence that they have chosen to tap into by selling their souls for 30 pieces of silver to the dark side. All right, folks. That's your piece for tonight. Tonight is Friday night. And I want to just bring attention to my contact information. It's P.O. Box 4121, Fullerton, California, 92834. JoeAndBriano777 at gmail.com. The websites are wifidangers.com and thefullertoninformer.com. And, of course, you know where to find me here on YouTube. And my backup YouTube is WikiJoe. Not a lot of content there yet, but that's the platform where it's all going to go eventually. I cannot emphasize how important this development is in understanding what their plan is, folks. I want you to go to thefullertoninformer.com and look at, or wifidangers.com, and look at the article that was done on Apple 666. And I want you to look at there's a whole bunch of pictures that are cropped into that article. I don't know if you can get it to load. The website's been very busy and it's very slow. But Bill Gates is involved in this, folks. When Bill Gates gets involved in anything, it's not good. Bill Gates was involved with the vaccine push all over the world. Bill Gates was involved with Common Core in the schools, and that has everything to do with the wireless delivery systems and the deployment of wireless weaponry in all the classrooms. And Bill Gates got his fingers all over this one, folks. He's got his, he's up to his eyeballs in this stuff. He's funding the development of this study and the undertaking of this. Do you think Bill Gates has any intentions of doing what's right for humanity? No, he's all about culling humanity, and I can tell you how and why I know this. Because if you go, I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, you go to the FullertonInformer.com and you click on the tab where it says Apple 666, and you arrow down. You arrow down, and I lay it all out, folks. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I ask God to protect me as I release this information to all humanity so that they may know and so that the world may know what is about to be aimed at them and what is about to be done to them. While all people out there sit and fight about all these ridiculous battles that have no significance, we are facing a massive threat that is being wrapped in a ribbon and delivered as a present when inside is a bomb that is literally about to have the trigger pulled by all of us if we decide to unwrap what they're about to hand us. And we don't have to take it, folks. Go to the FullertonInformer.com and look at what they're up to with wireless, 5G, vaccines, and look how it all ties together on a very unique screensaver from Microsoft about 20 years ago, and it's a picture of the Seattle skyline with the Space Needle, everything green, all the people gone, and a 5G beamforming antenna in the sky, and the three arches of Bill Gates, vaccine, corporate, philanthropic, Malthusian headquarters. The three arches erected as a testimony to the depopulation of Earth. It's there, folks. It's there. It's there for all to see. They put their calling cards out years in advance. They make no bones about what they're involved in their inner circles. And I have tapped their inner circle when it comes to consciousness, folks, because I have been reborn by the Holy Spirit of Almighty God, and I've been given eyes to see like you can have too. You've just got to throw off the bondage of corruption and lay hold on eternal life and ask Jesus Christ to fill your eyes and heart and soul and spirit with wonder and awe for the truth and a hunger and thirst for the righteousness and the truth, folks. Not for the lies and the deception that the master magicians and the voodoo cult and Kabbalistic maniacs of Hollywood have in store for you tonight on their programming. Shut it off. I want you to look into The Fix. I want you to look into that British rock group from the early 80s and deeply study the lyrics of their songs. Look at the sleeve, album sleeve art. Look at the cover, the album cover artwork. I want you to decipher the messages that they're giving us. Because that's what they do. And that's how they operate. All right, there's your Friday night drive time tonight, folks. Look deeply into this, ladies and gentlemen, and look deeply into the eyes of your loved ones. And if you're the leader of the household, if you're the man of the house, take charge. If you're the woman of the home and your husband's not on board, you need to reach your husband and your children and your family, and you need to reach your neighbors and your friends, and you need to pray in Jesus' name for breakthroughs for these people. Pray over them. Get on your knees tonight when no one's looking in your prayer closet and ask God to open their eyes and change their hearts. And ask God to deliver them from the bondage of the television and the mind control cabal that has got them by the throat. Because I want to tell you something, one little word shall fell this whole operation. That is Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. There's no match for that name. There is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved and we are called to salvation. There is no door except through Jesus Christ. He's the only way out of here. He's the way, the truth, and the life, folks. Everything else is a satanic deception. And I know there's people out there who say, oh, Joe, you know, you're too rigid. You know, God has many paths to him. No, he doesn't. His son made those claims. I didn't. I follow his son because his son rose from the dead. Nobody else has. Nobody else has lived up to and fulfilled the prophecies thereof of God's holy word as Jesus Christ has done. It's all fulfilled, ladies and gentlemen. It's a done deal. It is finished. And I've just given you enough to chew on for a week. And I want you to open your eyes to the lies. God bless all of you. And I may be back tomorrow. I'm going to be doing an interview. I may live stream this interview depending upon the content and the circumstances and the location. So God bless. And maybe look forward to live streaming tomorrow in the afternoon. Take care and good night from the Fullerton Informer.